So now let's talk about the inspection process. Okay, you're going to go through and make sure the roofs are good. The roof's good. HVAC, roofs, plural, is good. HVAC, plumbing, electrical, have it all checked out, like I just said, from the current and the and new contractors. Foundations, either with an engineer's report or just looking yourself. But if you've got any hesitation or question, have a professional look at it. You're going to want to walk and physically inspect every single unit. I know, it's a pain, but you have to do it. Because if you ask them to show you some units, which units do you think the seller or the broker is going to show you? The ones that need a lot of work or the ones that are in great shape? So look at all of them. And when you're looking at them, take pictures. And ideally have someone following you around videoing the whole thing so you can go back and look at it, okay? It's very helpful because you'll miss things otherwise. And you'll want to go back and look at things. So have somebody walk behind you and video it. No big deal, and it really will help you. And then you're going to do a financial inspection as part of your due diligence. You're going to maybe get bank statements or tax returns from that owner and make sure that things match up. Do the bank statements match up with what's reflected on the income statement? It's very easy to look at gross income for a month and look at the bank statement and see if it's the same number. If it's not, why? Okay? And then you're going to perform a lease audit. You're going to look at all the leases and make sure you do this. When do they expire? Make sure that they match the rent roll. You're going to log all the lease dates and the amounts. And this is important. This is part of your due diligence. You're going to make sure everything they say is accurate, actually is exactly what they say. You're also going to look at bills for all these different things, water, electric, sewer, trash. You're going to make sure that they match up with the income statement, the expenses on the income statement, the P&L. And that those amounts match up with the amounts that were paid via the P&L. If there are any contracts on the property, for example, for a laundry room, or maybe there's a pool service contract or snow removal contract, or maybe with a landscaper, you're going to want to inspect those and make sure that, you know, look at what the expiration dates are, what the amounts are, do they tie into the P&L, are they reflected on the P&L? You know, these are things you need to look at. So these are things the seller has to provide to you. Now, after you've done your due diligence process, if anything has been materially misrepresented or left out or missing or a whole lot different than what you were told, then you renegotiate, then you retrade. Now, I will tell you, don't abuse this process. Do not write a contract with the intent of retrading or renegotiating once you get in there. You want to have done your homework ahead of time, because the last thing in the world you want to do is alienate a broker or get a bad reputation. And there are people out there with bad reputations for this. So, but that said, do not be afraid to walk away. Don't ever be afraid to walk away. And this could be after you've spent money too. I know it's painful, but that's why you get an acquisition fee, because there are going to be some of these you have to walk away from time to time. And honestly, guys, sometimes the best deals are the ones you walk away from, because you didn't make that mistake. So it's just part of this business, and you have to be okay with that. You do not want to push through on a deal that you shouldn't push through on just because you've got a lot of time invested. You need to leave that mindset behind you. You're investing the time to protect yourself, and you're looking at a deal for reasons to walk away. Okay, that's how you look at a deal, is with that mindset. You know, if things don't work out, I'm walking away. Now you have to have that mindset and temper your enthusiasm for getting a deal with that mindset so that you protect yourself.